Marvin, what is the early years framework, and does the committee have any views on the issue so far?
Well, the early years framework is a revised version of the department's early years strategy, which has been around, unfortunately, for a long period of time. It covers all state-funded preschool education provided by the statutory voluntary private sectors. And the strategy is designed to provide a place for every child in Northern Ireland in their final preschool year, and if their parents obviously express a desire to have that. And the strategy covers things such as Sure Start, which targets to help through learning opportunities and early identification educational needs of the most deprived wards in Northern Ireland.
And there's a lot of stakeholders at the event here today. What has the committee heard from stakeholders on the framework so far?
Well, the strategy was originally consulted on by the previous education committee, and we had at that stage a very extensive engagement with stakeholders, and the education committee then called for more joined up thinking, a holistic approach to be taken in respect of early years provision. And at that time the committee gathered a large amount of evidence from stakeholders, many of whom criticised the then minister for not coordinating the strategy with other executive departments. And I think the revised strategy that has been out for consultation until just last week has begun to recognise that this is not just about one organisation or one department, it's about a holistic approach to ensuring there's delivery in terms of the issues set out in the strategy and the framework.
And so what is the committee hoping to achieve from the event today?
Well, I think the committee believes that the department should always listen to those who are engaged first and foremost in the service delivery of any policy. And I don't believe that enough time has been set aside for organisations and parents groups to understand the complexities of the issue, but more importantly to comment on the revised strategy. And that was the reason why we felt it was important that the committee and the education committee had an opportunity to bring people in, listen to their views, and then help us to formulate and to articulate their concerns and their views in the very short time frame that there was in relation to consultation.
And what will the committee do to follow up on this event? What's the next stage?
Well, I think that we've received to date a number of very useful written submissions. We'll be listening carefully today to what the participants are saying, and informed by today's discussions, the committee will consider the revised early year strategy and respond formally to the consultation. And the early year strategy has been through a lot of consultation, and some of it quite intense. So I think that if there's particular issues come out of today, we'll try and focus in around what are the key issues that still the stakeholders believe hasn't been adequately addressed. And I think from that, give confidence to the service users that they are being listened to, and that there is in this process, even at Stormont in terms of the procedures we have here, people who genuinely want to listen to their issues, address their needs, and try and make changes where changes are necessary.